I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was a person, you brought this up, that you had a bunch of people tweeting at you, unserious franchise. And I'm going, well, I think they're serious. It's just like, man, anytime you start talking trash about him, they start pulling it out of the cellar. But, man, Tito, he's what they're playing six altogether. He's won the first five.
Yep.
Oof. Anthony Castrovince, he's going to come on with us to make sense of it all. Find him on Twitter, at Castrovince. He's from MajorLeagueBaseball.com or MLB.com and Major League Baseball's TV or MLB TV. And he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. You are from here, correct?
I'm from here. I live here. Look outside. Look up in the sky. We put up with a lot of BS to have a day like this, so let's live it up.
I wanted to make sure, what is the matter with the hometown team right now?
Oh, man. You know, they're kind of, I think they're playing to their level, unfortunately. It seems like a trend over the last, you know, last season and the first half of this season, where every time you start to feel a certain way about them, they do go on some kind of run or have a series that's like, oh, okay, never mind. But, you know, they could use one of those right now. They're definitely going through it. I think just offensively, you look at their complexion, and unfortunately, this is what they are, I think. You know, they're average at a few spots, and that's perfectly fine, except that where they're bad, they're really bad, you know, and right field has been a trend for a very long time now. And that's kind of reared its ugly head in a major way. And they need some offensive upgrades. And I don't know where exactly that's going
to
happen.
I know Tone has questions for you, but now I have to take it to a different level. So we had David Sampson on last week, and yeah, he's like, you know, it's just, and they weren't very good at the end of last week either. So it was kind of the same stuff where it's like, what's the problem? And he had said, they've played at an unsustainable level. They're coming back to the mean. You just said that. However, Stephen Vogt, just a couple of days ago or 2 days ago after the game, was like, hey, they haven't been themselves lately. And I'm like, well, we got outsiders who know baseball. You, David Sampson, you guys know what you're talking about here. And then I got the manager of the team going, and I'm thinking, well, is he too much in the bubble? Does he not see them for what they really are?
I don't know. I mean, that could happen, you know. I will say that they have exceeded every expectation I had for them in the last year plus. This is more what I thought they would look like last season, and we saw what happened. You know, they were able to go to the ALCS. So I don't want to, like, be the person that shortchanges them or assumes the worst about them and then, you know, be the grumpy sports writer in the movie when they go on to win the World Series. You know, I don't want to be the bad guy. But I will just say that, man, I mean, you can only score so many runs with a lineup that's completely oriented around Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez. Like, you're only going to squeeze so much out of that rag. And I think that, you know, what you see is what you get. Now, there are some levers they can pull in their minor league system. We know that. But I just think you're seeing unfortunately, the most likely outcome of an off season where they just didn't do enough to support this club offensively. In fact, went maybe backwards offensively, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know how else to say it other than, like, what you see is what you get. I wish it weren't the case. I wish there was more upside here, but I think if anything, it might be time to be aggressive with what you have in your system, because what they did in right field with that platoon, they don't want to call it that, but it was a platoon in right field, and it was really ugly. So, you know, Nolan Jones, I think, still has great power potential, but we just haven't seen it so far. So I'd be of the mind of, all right, let's see what else you got.
Anthony Castrovince with us on the hotline. So you have the numbers, just like we have the numbers. They're basically bottom quarter of the league in almost every measure that matters, and that's exactly how it's looked on the field. And the really hard part about this is, you know, Kwan is hitting. Ramirez, been incredible. So yeah, those guys have to sustain that just to keep them where they're at. That's right. What's hard. Now, the schedule does get easier second half, yeah, of the season, at least on paper. So that's one thing. Is there any kind of, you talked about maybe infusion of some of the younger guys. They hate doing that earlier than need be, but is that going to basically be mandatory at this point?
I think so. And then, you know, they're going to have to go out and get some help if they want to. If they want to be a serious franchise, to answer that tweeter's, you know, ringing endorsement, I think there's some truth to that. Like, they have to be serious. You know, if you're going to compete for a World Series, and why can't they compete for a World Series? If you were three wins away from the World Series last year, why can't you be serious about, you know, going for it this year? The problem is the Tigers are just playing with their hair on fire all season, and I don't see them running into that good night. So, you're nine games back at the Tigers, but you're still very much in contention in a fairly weak American League. So if you are serious, you're probably going to have to go out and get some bats, because they're just too weak in too many spots. Again, if you're league average, that's fine. You can win with that. You can play with that if you have a good pitching staff. And I do think that, I feel a lot better about the rotation than I did a couple weeks ago. You know, I think that's trending in the right direction. The bullpen's very good. So, you know, you have to take the pressure off those arms and get some bats. You have to find that somewhere, whether that's in your system or elsewhere. But I think you're asking too much of your system to support three or four spots in the lineup that are not just below average, but like among the worst in MLB. You know, you can't win like that. So, you know, go up and you know, call up a DeLauder, you know, call up a Kafis, sure. But you can't expect the world of those guys. You're probably going to have to go out and get some help at the deadline.
Jose, I mean, he swings at what he likes, but I'm being told he's pressing. I swear to God, I know, Anthony. I'm being told he's pressing, and he did. He went up there in the first inning and swung at the first pitch he saw last night. So maybe he is, but he's still really incredible. Does it feel like this talent, where he's that good and he's pressing and he's that good, does it feel like it's wasted to some degree?
He's pressing his way to like a 330 average, right?
Yeah, we
should all press so well. You know, yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard not to say that they haven't maximized their opportunity with a player who could, you know, in the open market, be commanding literally, you know, double what he makes. You know, that was a gift from the gods, from the baseball gods, that a player that you groomed, you know, they've had a lot of trouble on the position player side grooming impact talent. And here's a guy who comes along who is not just an impact talent, but a franchise player, a guy who's going to go down and maybe break every record in the.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Books, maybe be a Hall of Famer with some form of C logo on his hat, on the plaque. I don't know which one, but pick one. And, you know, you haven't done enough around him. It's a shame because, you know, he needs more support in that lineup. He deserves more support in that lineup. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question in any other way other than true. Yes, valid. Absolutely.
The handling of Kyle Manzardo on a day-to-day basis, certainly he is not having a very good year. He was somebody who we thought would be able to deliver some pop and maybe emerge. He's batting just .203, and just on a day-to-day basis, we thought we'd see him more.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they protect him against lefties, which is probably, you know, he came out the gate looking like a guy who you should play every day and give those opportunities against lefties, and that's regressed to more what you would expect from him. You know, I think just in terms of stylistically, what have you, with the swing. But, you know, he's actually hit lefties better than you would think. It's just that I think he's struggling in the same where the platoon should be stronger. But I don't know. I don't worry about Manzardo. Like, again, I don't worry about league average. I don't. For a young player, I think that you just keep giving him opportunities and roll him out there. I just think they just need support overall in the lineup to where, you know, it doesn't have to be an impact guy. It could be a guy who just comes in and helps them from, you know, against left-handers. I saw somebody the other day toss out Ahmed Rosario, and that, like, kind of made me laugh and also made me think, like, that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, a complimentary piece like that, you could fill in at multiple spots. Like, that's probably, when I talk about the trade deadline, that's probably more likely what you're going to see than, I think maybe actually the dream scenario for this club would be if the Braves continue to fall apart and Marcelo Zuna is out there, you know, an impact bat like that. But short of that, I think you go out and look for a complimentary piece who could just help you from the left-hand side. But, yeah, Manzardo's like, just keep rolling him out there. Like, he's a good hitter. Like, he's a smart hitter. I do think with enough opportunities, he figures it out. I feel better about him than a John Kenzie Noel, who, like, I think very clearly, you know, was put into a difficult situation, not playing every day and really, you know, fell out of it mentally. And at a certain point, you got to do what they did the other day and sending him down. I don't feel that way about Manzardo. So, I don't like talking about a Kyle Manzardo because he shouldn't be in the position where you need him to be 50% better than league average. Like, that's not fair for him. Like, that's where I'm saying, like, they just needed better complementary pieces offensively this season than what they went out and did. They just need to raise the floor a little bit. I think your pitching staff can kind of take it from there, but they're asking way too much of that pitching staff right now.
We played some audio earlier on the show. One of your contemporaries, Ken Rosenthal, talking about a possible work stoppage in 2026. How likely is it, do you think, right now that we could see a work stoppage?
Well, it would be after 2026 is when the next CBA is up, and there's definitely contention in the air. I just found it interesting in the last CBA, you had the players' union divided amongst itself. You have the haves and have-nots. It's not unlike our country. You know, you have the absolute elite, and they were the ones, voting in the executive board, negotiating with MLB, and then ultimately voting down the CBA. And then they take it to the rank and file, and they overwhelmingly supported the CBA. So you see a clear difference in opinion there in terms of where this should all be headed. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's ultimately going to come down to that battle within the players union, to be honest with you. The rank and file, the players who want to do better in the first 6 years of their career, maybe get to free agency earlier, or maybe just do better. Although they did quite a bit better in this last CBA, those pre-arbitration years and those arbitration years. I mean, that's really what it all comes down to, is if if the average player is not going to play as deep into his 30s, if that's not going to be valued in free agency, how do we do better in the first 6 years of our career? You know, so I think raising the floor for that group at the expense of the Juan Sotos of the world, like those mega, you know, those contracts that are incredible, but only come along for a very small percentage of players, you know, how do you balance that? So that's what the next bargaining agreement's really going to come down to. And I can't answer that. You know, I don't know where the players union is on that. I don't know if they know right now.
What do you think of the fact that the ratings for MLB are up, attendance is up, Sunday yeah. night baseball doing gangbusters? Where does yeah. all this come from?
It all, I mean, the main thing to me is a better product, you know, just a crisper, better paced product. I think the pitch clock has been an absolute game changer in that regard. I know for my own existence, like, I'm obviously very heavily into baseball. I work for Major League Baseball. I cover Major League Baseball. But would I bring my kids to a weeknight game a few years ago? Absolutely not. You know, there's no chance. You go, if it's a 7 o'clock game, forget about it. We might be there for five innings, you know? That's not the case now. Like, now you walk into the building knowing you might walk, you're probably going to walk out knowing the result. Like, what a concept. In every other sport, that's taken for granted. In baseball, that was not the case. Now, between the pitch clock, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but I happen to love it, the automatic runner for extra innings, like, you're probably going to see the outcome of the game. Cool. That's what should happen when you attend a sporting event and invest in the sporting event. So now I can take my kids to a weeknight game, no problem, especially with the 6 o'clock starts here locally. That's really awesome. So it starts there. And I do think they've done a better job, you know, marketing the players, and the players have been on board with that. The younger generation is just different. It's just, you know, the style of the game is more flashy and just more fun. So to me, it starts there and everything just kind of flows from there. But it's great to see, you know, and that's why we talk about these labor issues, and hopefully they get resolved without any games lost, because the game's doing very well. You know, for all the doom and gloom about baseball some years back, about the average age of the audience, I think the average age of the audience is very much in line with the rest of the sporting world. So it's been great to see.
Follow him on Twitter at @CastroVince. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Anthony, thank you very much for the time. We hope to run you down again soon. It was awesome.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Anthony Castrovince. Cleveland's own Anthony Castrovince. MLB.com as well as MLB TV.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.